Good afternoon.
下午好。
We will be doing two candle lightings today.
今天我们要做一个烛光仪式。
In lieu of, I was away last week. Both Lorena and I got food poisoning, so we've been sick for a bit. So today I'd like to do two candle lightings. So I'd like to ask Yonggan and Billy to come to the front first.
我们要永刚和 Billy 到前面来。
And then afterwards, Jen Lin and his daughters will be coming up to do a reading. So let's give them our attention, and we'll give them one of the microphones too. Thank you.
Advent is a word that means coming or visit. In the Christian season of Advent, we prepare for the advent of Christ at Christmas. Jesus is the word that has been hoped for from the earliest stories in Scripture, finally makes himself known as the Word became flesh.
Today we light the first candle of the Advent wreath. This is the candle of hope. With Christians around the world, we use this light to help us prepare our hearts and minds for the coming of God's Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Our preparation includes many things. We remember Israel's hope for the coming of God's Messiah to save, to forgive, and to restore them.
And also remember our hope for the second coming of Jesus.
We remember our need for a Savior to save us from our sins.
We prepare to welcome Jesus Christ at Christmas into our world and into our hearts.
By lighting one candle each week of Advent, we help ourselves to get ready for the birth of Jesus. The candles have different meanings, each based upon the Bible. These meanings help us to understand how special the birth of Jesus is for us. May we receive God's light as we hear the words of the prophet Isaiah.
以赛亚书九章二节，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
Beginning this journey through Advent, we invite you to consider what it means to live into the hope of the coming Christ. The prophet Isaiah offers an image of hope. People who have been living in shadows, who see a great burst of light. What a great promise to remember as we live and work in broken communities, which are being restored through the transformative work of Christ. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Isaiah 9:2.
Today we also light the second candle of the Advent wreath. The second candle lit on the second Sunday of Advent, along with the first candle, is the Bethlehem candle, reminding us that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. With Christians around the world, we use this light to help us prepare our hearts and minds for the coming of God's Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Our reminder includes many things. This week, we are reminded that it was a king who was born in the manger.
That this world is in need of peace, so as we light this candle, we strive for peace.
We remember Israel's hope for the coming of God's Messiah to save, to forgive, and to restore them.
We remember our hope for the second coming of Jesus.
We remember our need for a Savior to save us from our sins.
We prepare to welcome Christ at Christmas into our world and into our hearts.
Our Bible readings today comes from both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Following passages from the Old Testament, Micah 5:2. Listen closely to this prophecy about the promised ruler in Bethlehem. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler for Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times.
This passage is from the New Testament about the birth of the promised ruler, Jesus, Luke 2:1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son on earth many years ago. As we rejoice and celebrating his birth, please let us not forget the true meanings of Christmas and the commandment you give to us as your sons and daughters. Please stir up our hearts so we can be ready for the passage that we may cross with our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, or our fellow students. Although, as we are reminded again today with the gift of life and faith, and we want to be worthy to serve you with our hearts pure and ready, may we live our lives impure and also with the purpose of striving for excellence, steadily seeking your counsel, and be consistent with the examples of you. We ask and pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Everyone, please stand up.
请大家起立.
Oh, you got one? Okay. If you live in Cedar Park, could you please sit down?
如果你住在 Cedar Park, 请你坐下.
If you live in Round Rock, could you please sit down?
如果你住在 Round Rock, 你也坐下.
If you live, let's say, south of 620, could you please sit down?
620的南边的人, 如果你住在那边的话,
if you live north of 620, could you please sit down?
住在620北边的人, 现在坐下.
If you live in Austin, could you please sit down?
如果你住在 Austin的话, 现在请坐下.
Wei Wen is supposed to still be standing.
所以慧文是唯一剩下的人。
I was basically going to say, if you're from the Netherlands, please keep on standing up. So let's welcome them back.
让我们欢迎慧文回来。
Yeah. Welcome back. This Saturday, December 13th, Deacon Eric will be the contact person. We'll be having our joint Christmas Thanksgiving potluck. Please contact him if you have any questions.
这个星期六我们教会有圣诞节的聚餐，请大家跟新航联系。
Of course, there'll be food, and there'll also be some fun presentations.
所以我们会有一些食物分享，还有一些presentation.
Normally, I rely on David Siegel to take care of basketball. David Siegel just left for Israel yesterday. He's on a quick business trip to Israel. Please pray for him. It's a little bit dangerous in Israel right now.
所以, David Siegel呢，现在去以色列出差了，所以请大家为他祷告。
I show this the past few weeks. This was back in 2012 when Ethan was smaller than David. Ethan is catching up, and this was this year, July 2014, and Ethan's still catching up.
刚才这个照片是2012年伊森和David在篮球场上的英姿，现在他们的儿子已经长大了。
So I'd like to push basketball back to 4:30. I'd like to meet with the youth around 4 o'clock after snack time just for a quick 15-20 minutes to kind of practice our song for Saturday.
今天下午呢，我们等一下青少年要聚会练习歌曲，然后4点半篮球比赛。
Also, the parent meetings, there's been actually a tremendous interest. We actually have a wait list. I apologize for the past week. I've been out. So if just continue to sign up with Lorena. She is taking the order and will contact you with the best time to meet with you.
如果青少年父母想跟我进行一对一的会晤的话呢，现在有一个等待的单子，请跟Lorena再用这个电话号码跟他联系来排队。
Also, 3 months ago, I first preached about the idea of cleaning up the church land, and small groups or families could come up with ways to help take care of our church property. We've had a tremendous response.
3周以前我在这里倡议我们会众呢去我们教会拥有的那块 Cedar Park 的地去打扫那块地，我有很多人的回应。
Zero people have contacted me.
没有人跟我联系。
So, for Christmas, could you please get me and Pastor Tsong and Sister Wei a Christmas present and try to come up with a group idea to try to help clean up the church land?
如果你想帮助我给我们一个圣诞礼物的话呢，请来联系我，让我们利用圣诞假期去打扫那块地。请你联系我。
I begin today's sermon with this. Our church, RCCA, is actually spread out all over Austin.
我们教会实际上是在大 Austin 地区，在各个城市都有我们的人会众。
Not just here at 10511 Salt Mill Hollow, Austin, Texas.
不仅仅是这个地址，不是聚会的这个地址。
This is just an address that we fortunately get to use on Sundays.
我们非常幸运能够用今天这个这个设备这个地址。
So it's indeed true. Our church is spread out all over Austin.
实际上，我们教会是在整个大奥斯汀地区都有我们
的会众。And I hope many of you have been thinking about your homes and your workplaces as these mini churches, house churches that can help spread the gospel.
我希望大家来思考一下，利用你上班和住宿的住的家，能够来广传福音。
Now, I know many of you are following football, as I have been, and we can see how teams that work together can accomplish a lot.
如果你看美式足球的话，你就会看到团队，一个团队能够取得多大的成就。
Like, there's this team I get to watch sometimes by Westlake, where they had an 8-0 record, no points scored against them the whole season. This would be Ethan's football team this year.
我们这里有个学区是 Westlake， 这是他们的学区的校区足球美式足球的照片。
And so I've seen it in some of you. I played on some teams. They've had really good records.
我其实也在这些队里面服役。
We can see what happens when a team works together at full efficiency.
当一个团队一起同心协力的时候。
And this is my hope for all of us here at RCCA in 2015.
我希望2015年我们都有这样一个团队的精神，整个一个教会。
Because I believe the time is now. We have the necessary components here that God is giving us to be a really good team and to do some really good work together.
我觉得我们现在条件是非常的充分，正好能够让我们一起作为一个团队一起前进。
Please read the blue together with me in English. Together, we have the necessary components to do some really good work together as a team.Maybe Sister Lay can translate that.
所以PowerPoint 上这个蓝的字就是说，我们现在有充足的条件和各种条件，能够帮助我们做一些非常好的工作。
And so we turn, please, to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24-25, the same passage as just 3 weeks ago.
希伯来书，我们来看一下希伯来书的10:24-25.
I'm going to read through the first two verses in English, and then Sister Lay will translate.And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good teams, and good deeds as a team. Not giving up meeting together, like a team does, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, like a team does, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
我们现在来用我们自己的话来读一遍这个圣经。我们要以一个团队那样彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。作为一个团队，我们不可以停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那个日子临近了，我们这个团队就更当如此。
And if you notice in the way they said in English, I kept on adding in the word team, team, team.
我加了团队这个字。
Each and every person here today at RCCA can be an encouragement to everyone else here today. This affects the whole team.
所以作为一个团队呢，我们每一个人，你的所作所为都能够影响整个其他团队人的精神面貌。
And conversely said, that could be said that each and every person here today at RCCA can be a discouragement to everyone else here because this affects the team.
同理，你也有可能成为别人的阻碍。
And here are some things that affect team play.
这里有一些影响我们团队的一些因素。
The reality is that when we leave this place today, that some of us are not fully committed to the mission that we have together.
我们如果你不能够全力以赴来帮助这个团队向着目标进发的话。
And so this could look like some of us live in the same neighborhoods, and so some of our neighbors see one person that goes to RCCA being a good neighbor, and they see another person that goes to RCCA, and they kind of keep to themselves and don't engage in the neighborhood.
所以你在社区生活里面常常看到有的人他去一些教会，而另外一些人就好像他们虽然去教会，但是好像对社区没有什么贡献。
Or some of us work in the same workplace.
或者是想象在同一个地方上班的人。
And some of us engage with some of our coworkers like the way Christians should, while some of us don't engage with our coworkers at all.
有的人在上班的时候经常能够和他的同事们有和睦相处，可是有的人就非常的独立。
And I say this week after week, the same with school. Some people go to school, some of you go to the same school. Some of you engage with other schoolmates like the way a Christian should.
所以有的人去上学的时候就做出了行出了基督徒的样子
like a person that represents Jesus like the person that we are waiting for
所以你做基督徒的一个人，你去学校的时候，你就会表现出不同。
Here's another reality. The reality is that some of us don't attend or participate fully when we are here at 10511 Salt Mill Hollow Road.
当你们来教会的时候，有的人能够全身心的投入我们教会的活动，而有的人就不能。
We're on our smartphones.
我们有的人会在低头看手机。
Right? We're checking text messages.
我们在查我们的短信。
We're checking email.
我们在看我们的电子邮件。
When this is just the time that we have to observe God.
所以，可是当我们来教会的时候，我们理当应该是全部的时间都来奉献给神。
Remember, each person here can be an encouragement or a discouragement because we are a team.
请记住，既然我们是个团队，你所做的一切既可能激励别人，也可能成为别人的阻碍。
And so the reality and the challenge is we place so much emphasis sometimes on someone else leading us that we don't realize the important role that each of us has to lead, as verse 24 says, because we are each part of this team.
所以就像这个二十四节这个经文所说的，我们每一个人在一个团队中的作用都是非常重大的。
The author of Hebrews says, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds."
所以希伯来书这个作者说，让我们每一个人要彼此相顾，彼此激发爱心和勉励行善。
Each of us must participate and lead with love and good deeds on this team.
所以每一个人都要参加行善和和工作做工。
I'd like to present some challenges specifically for our church, which I brought up last time, and I'm going to go a little bit deeper this time.
这里有些挑战，我想从深度里扩展。
The first challenge with this, and for our church, I feel for 2015, is that some of us see it as repetitive.
有的人看我们好像是重复了很多很多遍。
And we're not willing to put forth the work needed.And if we never figure out why we go to church, then we will end up not liking going at some point because it becomes a ritual.
所以你要是来教会，只是看到日复一日的重复一些仪式，那实际上就没有看到这里面深层的原因。
Rather than seeing this first and foremost as a place that we get to worship God.
我们首先要看到，我们来这个地方是来敬拜神的，然后才是一些仪式。
That we get to put him first.
我们是把神放在最重要、最前面的位置。
And that others around us are watching how we worship, and that's going to affect their worship.
所以我们周围的人看见我们如何的敬拜，他们也如此敬拜。
These are a list of the activities that most people do not like.
这些东西上次我们讨论过，是我们很多人不喜欢做的事情。
Just a very typical list. Most people don't like cleaning the bathroom. Most people don't like cleaning the house. Some people don't like shaving. Some people don't like doing the dishes.
我们好多人不喜欢打扫卫生和洗碗。
And so I always ask this question, why?
为什么呢？
And then on the other hand, here are some activities that some people tend to look forward to.
这些是我们上次表决说我们都喜欢做的事情。
My wife loves eating breakfast.
我的妻子热爱吃早餐。
I love going for exercise.
我喜欢锻炼身体。
We love picking up Grayson from school.
我们喜欢去学校接我们的儿子放学。
As do some of you, right? It's one of some of our favorite time to go pick up our child from school.
所以这些都是我们喜欢做的事情，接孩子放下学。
Spending time with your spouse.
跟你的配偶花时间。
And so I ask, why?
所以我也问了为什么呢？
There's something about these activities that brings about an emotion in us.And depending on how repetitive it is, it's either going to be positive or it's going to be negative.
所以我们喜欢和不喜欢的事情都是具有重复性的性质，但是因为里面有不同的背景原因在里面，所以我们会有正面的和负面的情绪影响在里面。
But once again, I've been challenging everyone to say why? Why don't you like doing some of these things?
所以我希望你们思考一下，为什么你会不喜欢这些事？
Because most of us look at this as just a what to do list.
所以多数人我们看这个都是一个清单，一个做事情的清单。
But if I ask you and challenge you and I encourage you and say why, how many people enjoy a clean bathroom?
所以那有多少人是真的喜欢做这些事情
？How many people want a clean house?
多少人喜欢一个干净的房子
？How many people want a nice lawn?
有多少人喜欢一个非常漂亮的
后院呢？Some people hate driving to and from work, but then if we ask why, how many people would want a safe commute?
有多少人喜欢一个安全的上下班的旅途
a clean plate to eat from
有干净的盘子可以吃饭
Some people hate getting out of bed But yet, if you're well rested And you realize you have a mission in life You're well rested to go help the world.
早上睡懒觉的人，请你知道，你如果能够获得充足的休息，你难道不是更希望能够帮助这个世界吗？
So see how our attitude just changes by asking why versus just what I have to do.
所以你看到当我问为什么的时候，你就会发现我的态度改变了。
And somehow slowly, that repetition actually makes sense and it becomes worth it.
有时候这样的简单的重复变得成为生活的价值。
And so I asked last time, how many people like a loving church?
所以多少人喜欢一个充满爱心的教会
An encouraging place where all are welcome、
我们多少人希望这个教会是充满激励的能够、欢迎拥抱所有的人
Then no matter how repetitive it is to shake hands with people Then no matter how repetitive it is to just go up to somebody and say hello Then no matter how repetitive it is to go sit with a stranger If you do the hard work because you know why you do it It will become worth it
所以因为这样的原因你的握手不再是一个简单的重复的动作而是因为你心里真心的欢迎这些朋友
You and I are a part of verse 24 it says Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds It's going to take hard work from everybody
所以希伯来书十章说让我们所有的人都来勉励行善所以这里面是每个人都需要为此付出努力
And so last time we talked, I love the whiteboard. Last time we talked about some challenges that the North American Chinese church has. And we listed out the top,、all the way to top 10 reasons typically why people go to a Chinese church in North America.
上次我们、讨论了、我们华人为什么要去在北美的华人为什么要来教会我们罗列的十条。
And here's a summary of them. Here's the top 10.
So now it's 10.
A place to worship God and serve. A place to receive counseling. A place to find answers spiritually.
那回顾前面十条呢、前面是我们为什么要来教会呢就是因为教会是我们崇拜神和服侍神的地方是我们收到、各种、counseling 和服务的地方
And as you go through the list you're going to realize you know, the top ones are a bit more spiritual they seem a bit more primary and as we get to 4, 5, and 6 they kind of seem to overlap with what some other institutions could do besides a church
前面一到三条呢实际上是教会能够做的事但是四五六呢、其实是其他的一些文化机构也能够提供的、我们也愿意到教会里来获得这方面的知识资讯
like a positive example for your kids that could be elsewhere outside of church that could be a Chinese school
比如说第六条你在这里寻找孩子的榜样实际上你在其他的地方也能够寻找到学生的榜样
that could be anywhere number nine a place for business a place to find business contacts
第七条，你来教会是为了交朋友，实际上你也可以在其他的场所交到朋友。包括第九条，寻找你的生意伙伴，其他的地方也能够有这样的共点。
So our kind of informal survey really matched up with what studies have done, what other studies have done within North America about why people go to Chinese churches across North America.
所以呢，我们上次讨论的这些探讨，正好和一些研究的数据能够相吻合。
Some are good, some are not so good.
有些是不错的理由有些并不是特别好的理由
Some is repetitive, some is spontaneous
有的是经常性的重复有的是一次性的
Some are ritualistic, some are kind of like a sacrifice
有的是具有牺牲性的有的是呢、是一种充满仪式感的
But when we come to church and we come to God and we come to worship Him worship has to cost us something
当我们来敬拜神的时候敬拜是需要你有所牺牲的
It has to cost us something Otherwise It doesn't mean anything to God
如果我们不愿意做出任何牺牲那我们的敬拜我们的崇拜是对神来说没有意义的
Like money? Does God really care and does he need money?
神需要金钱吗
But he asks us to give So that somehow it blesses people But more importantly It actually costs us something
神依然问让教会的会众捐钱实际上是为了帮助更多的人实际上是为了显示、你的牺牲
Jesus tells it in the story of the lady who gives a few pennies compared to someone else who gave a bit more and people could see the contrast I'll give you a modern day illustration of that
在圣经故事里面有一个贫穷的妇女她给了自己仅有的一点点金钱给了教会 而其他人拥有的更多给的更少
To the businessman who makes $200,000 a year
对一个年薪二十万的人来说
He gives $30 to some homeless person on the street
他给了一个无家可归的人$30
Is that going to cost him a lot? He makes $200,000 a year
你觉得这个牺牲对他来说如何
Let's say Ethan comes up to me. He's a student.
来说, 我们的青少年 Ethan 到我这里来。
He gives a homeless man $30.
他是个学生, 但是他给一个无家可归的人30美元。
It costs him something. I mean, it comes from his report card, because like most of you guys, we get paid by a report card. If Ethan gives $30, who does it cost more, Ethan or the $200,000 business person?
所以你觉得年薪20万的人和Ethan这两个人，他们谁的付出和牺牲更大呢？
This is important to God. It has to cost us something.
所以这对神很重要，因为你的敬拜必须是，对你来说有所付出和牺牲。
And so when we look back at this list, and we especially look at the bottom secondary reasons, they're not bad reasons by themselves, but they're not the main reason why you should go to church.
所以我们来看看5到10条，他们并不是特别糟糕的理由，但他们不应该成为你来教会的主要理由。
These, I submit, are too easy a reason to go to church.
所以这后面的第二部分呢，他们是来教会太容易的理由了。
So let me challenge you this. Why would this affect the team at RCCA if you choose to come to church for these reasons basically?
请大家想一想，如果你来教会是因为理由5到10的话，你觉得这样是如何影响我们的团队的？
Because you don't need a church, you don't need pastors to help you to do these things.
你事实上不需要一个牧师，也不需要一个教会来达到5到10条的这样的一些目的。
There's a Chinese cultural center down the road.
有一个亚美文化中心你可以去。
You know, I see this time and time again. Churches sometimes become like country clubs. It's more social than it is spiritual.
所以教会现在渐渐成为一个社交场所，而不是一个灵魂的场所。
Lorena and I are talking about this at breakfast. She really wanted me to explain this country club idea. Because some of you perhaps are like, what's a country club?
有点像乡村俱乐部的概念。
I want to tell you about a friend. I'm going to say, I kind of gave it away, but he's a friend of mine.
有一个朋友，我的一个朋友。
This is my friend Louis.
他叫Louis。
He hasn't always been my friend.
他不是，我跟他新认识。
Lorena and I are part of a country club on the east side.
我们都是这个乡村俱乐部的会员。
This is Louis. He's a little bit overweight.
他有一点点体重，有一点点超重。
Do you think he's accepted or is he made fun of at our country club?
你觉得他在我们的乡村俱乐部里面有没有被全然接纳，或者会被人取笑？
And the answers are right there. He's looking for. I asked, you know, Louis, why did you join this particular club? He said, I'm looking for friendship.
所以我问 Louis, 我说你为什么来加入我们的乡村俱乐部？
It's December 7th, and it's about time for him to renew his membership. Is he going to renew for January 2015, or is he just going to let it lapse?
现在我们乡村俱乐部该续约了，你觉得他会不会继续签约续另外一年？
Has he made friends this year?
他有没有交到朋友呢？
Not really.
其实没有。
Because what are the qualifications to get into a club? You just need to have money, you just need to have status, and you're in the club.
所以参加我们乡村俱乐部的条件是你只需要交钱就可以了。
But that's not why Louis joined.
但这并不是他参加乡村俱乐部的理由。
And so he's struggling with this. He's struggling whether or not he renews for 2015.
所以他现在正在思考他2015年要不要继续他的乡村俱乐部的会员。
That's a country club.
这就是乡村俱乐部。
That's not going to be our church.
这不是我们的教会。
Our church needs to be about a place to worship God and serve Him.
我们教会应该是成为一个崇拜敬拜神并且服侍神的地方。
Now, if you notice, I'm prefacing this. Our church needs to be. I'm not saying we are. I'm not saying we're perfect. I know that even now there are some rumblings going on, but this is what we need to strive to be.
我们教会还没有成为这样的理想的状态，我们正在努力达到。
We need to be a place to receive counseling, a place to find answers spiritually together.
我们这个教会呢，应该成为敬拜神的地方，成为让大家找到属灵答案的地方。
And so I submit that the top four are harder, but they're more of a true sacrifice for why one would go to church.
因为我们教会要成为让人家能够有信任感，能够教导人的地方，所以前四条是我们应该来教会的主要理由。
And so I go back to this. What's the difference between a ritual and a sacrifice in the Old Testament? It has to cost you something.
所以一个仪式和一个真正的敬拜区别在哪里呢？就是在你真正的要付出。
So I ask this to people a lot of times. When we sing, are we really worshiping?
所以我问会众，当你在唱歌的时候，你是不是真正的在敬拜？
I visit a lot of churches, and sometimes I've seen it even upstairs. Very often when I see people leading a song, they're not worshiping. They're just very musical people that know how to carry a tune, and they're presenting a song, but they haven't worshiped.
我看到好多在教会里带领唱诗的人，他们实际上是音乐家，但他不是在真正的敬拜神。
And I'm not being judgmental, it's just really simple. When people sing the words, Jesus change me, Jesus change me, Jesus help me accept people, I just have to do is just look at your life during the week or the week after, and that's the living song.
所以当有的人在教会里宣称神改变了我，我并不是要看你说什么，而是我看你生命是不是有真的改变。
So we have this permission to be this Chinese church, but is that really going to be our only legacy?
我们在这里是一个华人教会，但这是不是我们唯一的一个宝贵的地方呢？文化上的遗产，宝贵的地方呢？
Is it possible to be a Chinese speaking church and still inclusive?
可不可以成为一个说中文的教会，但是能够包容更多的民族呢？
And I say yes.But we must be intentional about this in our mission and vision and in our weekly engagement with those at our workplaces.
我们应该是可以做到的，只是我们在每周的聚会的时候，我们应该做的更多。
Because like we said, I said over the past 2-3 months, that's where you spend 80-85% of your time.
我们在我们上班的地方，在职场，我们花了我们大概85%的时间。
It's not with your spouse. It's not with your children.It's not with your small group. You spend 80-90% of the time at work.
我们花时间最多的地方不是跟你的家人，相反，我们是85%以上的时间是在职场和在学校。
Worship shapes and molds people individually and corporately in the same way that culture shapes and molds people.
文化是改变一个人塑造一个人的的这事情，就像敬拜赞美也同样的改变人和塑造人。
The two share similar power and ability to create, transform, set the direction and course for a person and a group of people.
所以文化和赞美这两件事情呢，都是能够创造、改变、能够设定目标帮助一个人和
一群人。I'm going to go through two slides, and I hope you can pay attention real closely. You're going to see where I'm going to go with this. If it is really true.And we believe that worship sets us free to explore the deep parts of honesty of who we really are, what we are really like, apart from culture, apart from society, and we become vulnerable and hereby teachable by God and His people who point us to Jesus.
所以我们来看这张幻灯片，就是说当我们在赞美神的时候，我们有一个机会来从更加深刻的角度来审视我们自己，看我们真的是谁，能够审视我们自己身上的弱点，从而能够知道我们什么样的事情可以被神来教导。
Then we need to know how we can set up systems in the church that reflect the why.
因为有这样的反省呢，我们能够知道我们应该在我们的教会建立怎样的系统，能够来理解这背后的原因。
Because the why affects our interpretation for the people we're trying to reach.
所以我们能够来设立这样一套系统呢，能够来更好的帮助更多的人。
For this region.
在这个地区
for this time and age of 2014-2015
在当下的时代背景
for our friends and co-workers who deserve a chance at the gospel of Jesus
为了更多的朋友 和我们的同事，他们更需要神的福音。
And then we will know how we can set up training in the church
然后呢，我们就能够知道我们教会应该怎样建立一些辅导的项目
that reflects the why
来帮助我们重新来认识为什么。
Then we will know how we can set up caring in the church that reflects the why.
然后呢，我们能够在教会里建立一些更有关爱的项目。
Our songs.
我们的歌曲。
Our sermons.
我们的主日信息。
The purpose of our meetings.
我们开会的目的。
We need to know why we are here.And why we do what we do in our pursuit of God and worshiping Him.
所以我们需要知道我们来这里是如何追求神和敬拜和赞美神的。
So I'm going to put a few people on the spot in the next couple months.
在下面几个月里面，我将要重点来介绍几个人。
Beginning with our deacon candidate or deaconess candidate, Sister Lei.
从我开始，从王蕾姐妹开始。
So, first of all, if you don't know already, Sister Lei has been nominated to become a deaconess. Please congratulate her. David Siegel was going to also be here to be interviewed, but he had to go to Israel for his business trip, so we'll get him 2 months from now. But I'd like to interview a little bit with three questions.
Okay, David Siegel 呢, 也会被采访, 但是因为他现在在以色列出差, 所以就先从我开始。
I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to ask you, Sister Lei, why do you and your family go to RCCA?
所以 Paul 就来问我，为什么你和你的家庭来 RCCA？ 我的回答，我先用中文回答。我觉得我发现我在这个教会能够跟这个教会共同成长。因为之前教会成立七年了，在一开始的时候我们小孩也很小，然后我们对生活的很多的认识也处于一个比较比较幼稚或者比较简单的一个状态上面。那在这个七年里面呢，通过教会，因为这个教会非常小，所以呢就非常的温暖，然后呢你有很多的机会服侍，然后我发现在这样的服侍过程中呢，是服侍了别人也服侍了自己，然后人呢就有了一些机会看到这个基督教最比较深的理由，然后就觉得能够获得力量。So the reason for me, why me and my family coming to the church, the number one reason is I feel like me and my family have been growing in knowledge and the faith during the past few years service and understanding of the Bible. So I have learned so much by learning from a lot of role models in the church. And I've learned a lot by serving God via the youth service. To highlight, the 5th of December, the day before yesterday, is actually considered as celebrated as the annual International Volunteers Day by the United Nations. So President Obama had a quote. Basically, he said, the best way to not feeling hopeless is to get up and do something. So I feel like had I not coming to church during the past few years, I would have lost a lot of opportunities of interacting people and understanding Bible in a deeper way. So I feel like both me and Harris and including my children, we have got good understanding and growth here in the church.
Thank you. Let's give her a round of applause.
Thank you. 谢谢.
We will hear more from her in the coming weeks, as well as, I said, some different voices in the church. I'm going to ask you, we'll skip number two and we'll go to number three. What are you most excited about for the new year ahead in 2015 as a church?
在2015年你对我们的教会有什么展望？我觉得2015年对我们的教会会有比较新鲜的事情，因为我们教会开始了对那个 Kingsville 的 outreach。我觉得这是很多机会，很多人在服侍别人的时候也自己同时被点燃。然后我也看到我们的教会整个 Austin 在增长的人口，我也看到我们的教会在整个一个 Austin 这样西北的这样一个地理位置，应该可以帮助更多的人，无论是在职场上的，或者是在工作中要获得一个工作和生活的平衡的这样一个 challenge， 我觉得我们教会可以做很多事情。So the answer to what am I looking forward to in year 2015? I see our church strategically located in this northwest of Austin. I see that we have a lot of working families. Maybe our church can offer more counseling services in terms of career advancement and work and life balance, and how women can contribute to family and for parenting. I see our church have a lot of opportunities to grow.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. 谢谢.
Round of applause again for our sister.
好，这是第二个问题。Thanks.
Glad to have you on the team.
No, thanks.
The idea of a team, it shouldn't be about comfort.
所以欢迎你成为我们这个队伍的成员，而这个队伍的概念不应该是一个舒适的概念。
Ethan will tell you that in order for his team to win 8-0, you went to a lot of practices, didn't you?
所以我们的从体育上来说，当一个 team 要一个团队要赢的话，他需要付出很多的努力。
In hot weather.
在非常炎热的天气里面
trying to balance out homework
还需要完成你的作业。
Kevin Doherty, a sociology professor at Baylor, says, people choose churches where they feel comfortable. Maybe they get challenges there, but they're going there for the comfort.
在贝勒大学，德州的贝勒大学有一个社会学教授，他的名字叫凯文Doherty。他说到，好多人去教会，实际上是因为一个舒适的一个环境。
Do we want this to be the reason why people go to RCCA because it's comfortable?
我们的会众来我们的教会，我们是不是需要让大家感觉到非常舒适呢？
Because the Savior that we wait for, and the Savior who has sacrificed for us, we serve him day to day, he was not about comfort.
我们服侍的神，我们的救赎者，他并不是一个讲究舒适的人。
He was there to break down the barriers.
我们的耶稣基督来到这个世界上是为了打破很多的桎梏。
He was there to challenge the status quo. He was there to fight country clubs. He was there to fight for Lewis.
他是来挑战我们的现状，挑战乡村俱乐部，来挑战我的朋友 Lewis 的。
So instead of seeking comfort, are you seeking to comfort those who are hurting, those who need encouragement?
所以我们来教会不应该来仅仅的寻求温暖或者是舒适，而是应该来寻求那些更加需要帮助的人。
I'd like to close with an illustration which I think could help, help us as a church, as a team, and help encourage your families.
希望我下面的展示能够帮助我们激励我们的家庭，激励我们的朋友 和工作的同事。
How many people have one of these at home, like a white erase board?
有多少人在家里有这样的白板？请举手。
Most people.
有好多人有。
I want you to go home and you know, I was just trying to figure. We've been doing this upstairs as a whole service, but I'm going to issue the challenge in two different ways.
我经常在这里做一些挑战人的事情。
One will be for your small groups, and one will be for individual families.
一个是你的小组，一个是你的家庭。
Let's just call it on your whiteboard. It's called the whiteboard experiment.
活动呢，我来叫称之为白板实验。
Let's just say there's this guy named Yonggang.
来说这是永刚。
He comes home from his business trip. He goes home to his family dinner. He tells his wife. He tells his like two lovely kids. He goes, guess what? I was on the bus in New York City.
永刚打个比方，永刚出差回来以后，在餐桌上跟他的家庭说：“我在纽约，我在纽约，在一个公共汽车上。”
And I felt God using me to talk to a group of students from China. One of the person's name was Lan.
我觉得神在使用我在有纽约的公车上跟一个大陆来的留学生叫连说话。
So Billy and Michelle hear this and they're like, "Wow."Dad talked to somebody. God was using him on his business trip.
所以他的儿子 Billy 和 Michelle 就会想，哇，神在使用我的父亲，甚至在他的出差的途中都在使用他。
So they keep a running tally at home on a white erase board.
所以他们就用这个在家里，如果他们家有白板的话，他们就用这个方法。
Which every one of our homes has.
他们来记录他们的经历。
Billy separately, hypothetically.Comes home from swim team one day and says, "Hey, there's someone on our swim team that's being picked on, and he came to me and shares me he didn't like me picking on him, so I apologized to him. I stuck up for him, and so my friend and I are better friends."
那么就是比利呢，他也有这样的经验分享。他说我在学校的游泳队里面有一个朋友，他觉得他被别人挑刺儿。那这个朋友呢，就来找到比利，就跟他分享他心里不愉快的经历。那比利呢，就跟他有所交通，这样呢，这个人就成为了比利的朋友。他们有更多的分享。
I'll tell you where this came from. Upstairs, we've been striving since September to reach 50 new people.With 50 encouraging, ministering type of conversations.
我们楼上的青少年，我们需要能够能够接触到15个青少年，来自50个家庭。Is it 50 families? 50 or 15?
Let's say 50. 50 different people.
从要能够跟50个不同的人能够交谈。
So we've been encouraging, we've been listening, we've basically been ministering to people. We've been basically demonstrating who Jesus is to different people.
所以我们楼上呢，在青少年里面，我们鼓励大家去听，和服侍一些50个不同的人，来告诉他们，来告诉他们谁是耶稣基督。
So we called the whiteboard experiment or the whiteboard experiment. So on the first week, there's a few people I shared.
所以这个就是我们叫的白板的实验，这是前几周我们做到的。
You know, for example, when I first met Huajin and David, well, I met Huajin first, then David. They both 2 years ago told me like you should introduce Pastor Paul to Alan and you should try to introduce him to Bill.
两年以前我刚认识文华君和和他们家庭的时候，他们就给我建议说，哦，你应该去见 Alan， 你应该去见某某。
Well, for me, I don't know who Alan is. I don't know who Bill is, and so I just kind of put it out there. And sure enough, within about a year and a half.I got to meet Four Finger Alan. He only has 4 fingers, so he's easy to remember. And I got to meet Bill.
所以我那个时候并不知道我到底要做什么。那时候我只是把他们名字写在那上面。然后现在看来我真的是接触了这几个人。
So David keeps me accountable. I write on our board. We put it in front of everybody. We add to it. We build on it. So the next week we wrote on our big white erase board upstairs these different names. Tammy was Lorena's person. Jim Moy and Rachel was my people.K, I put it anonymous. K came to me and said, I cheated on my wife. What do I do?
所以就在楼上的这个白板里呢，这是我的一个名单，就是这些人我要跟他们交谈和沟通的一个名单。
Is that a spiritual conversation?
Spiritual?
Yeah. Is that a spiritual conversation? Am I going to encourage him or am I going to judge him?
我跟他们在进行一些交谈的时候，是不是进行一些属灵上的问题交谈呢？还是来判断他们？
So this conversation I had with K, let's just call this person K. K and I talked for about 4.5 hours.
所以第八个人 K 实际上是一个匿名的。K 和我谈论了4个小时。
He's going to be on my list.
他就在我的这个名单上。
And so we put it up there, we pray about it upstairs, and then we codify it and we record it into our permanent Google document.
所以我的这个名单越来越长，然后我就把它放在了我的 Google document 上。
Right, see there was K, there was M, and then we translated and we put it into K, we put it into M.
所以白板就是我一个起初工作的一个草稿，然后我渐渐的就把它们放在一个正式的文件里面。
And Huajin, that week I bumped into Alan at the restaurant, so David had a good conversation with Four Finger Alan.
这第十四个人就是 Alan, 他是个四指，我们姑且叫他四指 Alan.
And then here's a true story of New York City, of Yongan on a business trip, and he bumps into some people, he talks to a person named Lan, and so Lan's recorded right here.
所以25就是永刚的这个见证，他在纽约的公共汽车上碰到的这么一个人。
What's that number that I want to hit before December 31st?
所以在12月31号之前，我想跟多少人交谈呢？
Well, we're not quite at 50 yet. That's the number I want. So we're at 18, somewhere around beginning of November.
我们现在已经跟18个人交谈了。我们还没
有50个。And so we pray, we share, we engage, we talk with people, Jesus and more, and the list grows to 27 people.
所以我们需要跟更多的人交谈。
34 people.
那达到我们的目的，34个人。
45 people.
45个。
I have 3 weeks left to hit how many people?
我还有到12月31号，我只剩下3个星期了。我还有多少人我需要交谈呢
？Oh man, this experiment's been so much fun. We're gonna hit 5 people probably in 2 days.
我只需要再跟5个人交谈，我就能够达到本年度的目标了，那就是50个人。
And so this does a few things for us. I was talking to David on Friday before he left for Israel. He said it's helped him realize that church is tangible. It helps him record what we're doing as a team and how effective we are.
所以在 David Siegel 他去以色列出差的时候，我跟他谈论到我这个白板的实验项目，他觉得这样的一个方式能够让我们感到我们教会作为一个团队是能够多么有效的接触很多人的生命。
I mean, can you imagine what this could happen for your family? Like maybe 50 maybe is too high. Maybe they just reach for 20 people and before Chinese New Year.
如果你在家里也能有这样一个白板的实验的话，你可以说在春节以前，我跟20个人进行交谈。
You know, in every conversation I'm having with some of you parents about you know your children, are they good, are they bad? You don't need to talk to me. Just keep this list. You're going to know.
所以你根本不需要来找我谈话，你只要有这样一个白板在家里的话，你可以罗列出这些人的名字。
I think this codification process, this transcribing process, helps us become accountable to this mission that we have.
所以我觉得用这样的一个方法能够帮我们记录下来我们为神做的这些事情，能够作为一个团队能够记录我们的服事和我们的心里的决心。
It helps us with what a pastor Ed Stetzer says, when it comes to human relationships, let us first stop and feel before we go to the facts.
有一个著名的牧师，他的名字叫 Ed Stetzer， 他就有这样一句话，当我们看人类的关系的时候，让我们先停止来感受，然后再来讨论一些事实。
Back in April of this year，
在今年的四月份。
So at this country club at this golf course, I get to drive around and I see this person who is a little bit larger, and he kept on slowing up the group in front of him.
今年四月份就在我的那个高尔夫球的社区俱乐部里面，我看到这样一个人，他在挥杆。
And this became the person we know as Lewis.
这个人就是 Lewis， 刚才我们看到的那个人。
You know, even after he finishes round, most people are done in 3 hours. He's done in 5 hours.
多数人一圈高尔夫一圈动下来，都三个小时结束，可是他要打五个小时。
When it comes time to choosing teams, when we play a tournament and there's 50 men, he's always chosen last. Nobody wants him on their team.
当我们五十个人在进行这样锦标赛的时候，总是没有人来选他。
I mean, you would expect 50, 45, 60-year-old men to behave better than this.
你有时候会觉得五十岁左右的男子可能会打得比他更好一点。
So I told Lorena I wanted to do something about it.
所以我就跟我的妻子 Lorena 说，我想做一些事情为他。
And so, Lorena let me buy a club for Lewis.
所以我的妻子 Lorena 就鼓励我给他买这么一个杆子。
It was one similar to this brand, and Lewis's clubs are all old. They're all from like a garage sale or Craigslist. I mean, his equipment doesn't match.
所以 Lewis 的他的那个杆子呢，全部是二手货或者是车库甩卖搞来的。
So between April and then, I'd always say, Lewis, why don't you come on and play with me? I'm going to help you with your game.
所以这个时候呢，我就跟他说 ，Lewis， 我请你加入我，我要帮助你来打这个锦标赛。
And so one day I went inside the pro shop. I got on the microphone and I said, Mr. Lewis, so and so, can you please come inside the pro shop? We've located a lost club of yours.
所以有一天我就跟 Lewis 打电话，邀请他到一个高尔夫球的专卖店里来。
And so he came inside the clubhouse and he goes, Paul, what's going on? What's going on? Did I lose a club? Because, you know, I've worked really hard to try to put my set together.
他就来说，你叫我来干什么呢？他以为他有什么不好的事情发生
了。And so I said, Lewis, you lost this.
然后我就把那个新杆给他看，我说 Lewis, 你丢了一根杆子。
He goes, no, I couldn't have lost that. This is like brand new. That's not mine. Someone else is playing a joke on me. This isn't mine.
哦，他说一定有人跟我搞笑，这不是我的杆子，这个杆子太新了。
This is Lewis when we gave it to him. We gave him the picture. He's stunned.
所以我送给他这个新的这个杆子，他非常的惊奇。
And then this is when he really realizes, like, no, this is a gift from me and the head pro.
然后他意识到这是他获得的一个礼物。
So you gotta know something else because the head pro is number two on my list. He's the grumpiest person in the world.
我觉得他是一个非常喜欢不讨人喜欢的人。
And this guy Dylan, who some of you have met now, is the grumpiest person. And when Dylan heard that I was going to try to buy him a club, he goes, "But why?"
另外一个人也是令人讨厌的人，他叫 Dylan。当他知道我要送给他一根杆子的时候，他说：“你为什么要送我？”
He goes, "This club's too good for him. This is what the professionals use. This is literally what a professional player in the PGA would use. This is not something that Lewis needs."
这是一个专业的 PGA 的一根杆子，这不是我们他可以用的。
And then Lewis that night, I said, "Tonight's the last night of our tournament for the fall. I've asked Dylan if you could be on my team." He goes, "You could do that?"
所以他那天我就跟 Lewis 说，我将邀请 Lewis 来到我的这个 team 里来。
He goes, "Nobody ever wants to play with me."
没有人愿意跟我邀请我在他的团队里面。
And so we got to in the tournament that night, that final Tuesday. Look what happened.
然后那天这是我们那天比赛成绩。
There's me.And then there's Lewis in there somewhere. And Lewis was the one at number 17.
Lewis 是第十七号。
Guess what club he used?
他用了第几号杆子？
And he won us $525.
他赢了我们525块。
I mean, our team was ecstatic. These two of these guys did not want to play with Lewis. And when they saw Lewis make the putt here with the club, and he made the shot, they were just like his best friend.
我们的团队里另外两个人是不喜欢路易斯加入我们团队了，但他看到路易斯用了这个杆子取得了这么好的成绩，他们都非常非常的欢迎他。
That was him when he still couldn't believe that we won that night.
他至今都难以相信那天我们赢了。
And then I introduced you, Dylan. He's on my list. He's one of the grumpiest people I've ever met. He's very, very distant from God, but he's getting one step closer with the conversations that we have.
Dylan 也是一个经常充满抱怨、难以讨人喜欢的人。这是我另外一个单子上另外一个人。
He saw how that night Lewis won the prize for us with the new club. That day he went out and found another guy who I call the second grumpiest person I know at the golf course, named Ken.Dylan went and said, "Hey, so and so, come to my back office."
So Dylan 呢，亲眼见证了 Louis 是怎么样啊、获得改变的。然后他就去找了另外一个也很糟糕的人，说：“嘿、hey, ，你到我办公室里来吧。”
And Dylan gave that other person a brand new club.
然后 Dylan 呢，就给了那个人全新的一根杆子。
See the power of this list.
所以你看，我这个白板实验有多么的啊、有影响力。
It gets better because Wajin and Ethan let me borrow David quite a bit, and so guess what happened 2 weeks ago?
So, 两周以前
David Siegel meets Lewis when I arranged for a meeting for them with the grumpiest person I know, Dylan, and the three of us hung out that night at Top Golf.
So, 这个正在挥杆的这个人就是那个 Dylan 给我介绍的那个很难讨人喜欢的二号种子。
And so my list,
我现在把他们介绍在一起认识。
And so my list becomes David's list.
所以我现在这个白板的这个单子呢成为了 David Siegel 的单子了。
And David's list becomes my list.
And David 的单子呢就成为了我的单子了。
Because this is Coach Bill.
这个就是教练比尔教练。
And now Coach Bill becomes part of Lay and Harris's list because Coach Bill is coaching your son Matthew.
比尔教练正在教我的儿子和和打棒球，所以他的 list 就是我的 list.
So now he's on all three of our lists.
所以他在我们三个人的单子上面。
And then this is my friend Jim Moy, who I have been working on for 6 years.
这个朋友叫 Jim Moore, 我已经跟他试着跟他做工六年了。
It's just no secret. He had a bad experience at our mother church at ACC, refuses to go to church, refuses to talk to me about church.
他以前在 ACC 聚会的时候有并不愉快的经历，所以他现在拒绝讨论教会的事情。
But somehow, just in the past couple months, when he's been donating his Italian ice to our youth, if you notice, some of the youth have been running around with all sorts of shaved ice packs. Jim's been donating it, and he's been talking to me more and more about church again.
现在六年以后，我们楼上的青少年用的那个 ice 的那个冰块的制作机，就是他捐献的。他现在跟我谈论很多越来越多教会的事情。
And the list continues. This is my friend Dave Smith, who's got prostate cancer. This is my friend Brad Clausen, who I shared. I met up with Brad, and then Michelle said, "Hey, I know his daughter." Because she goes to Canyon Vista, who I never would have figured that out unless I'd shared my list. And now my list is shared with who? Michelle's list, because she knows Mei Ping and she knows Brad. Who I think also OU's mom knows Brad and Don somehow.
所以这个人呢，他叫 Brad Clausen， 他的女儿和 Michelle 是中学同学。他患了癌症，现在他就在我的这个单子上面。那现在我的单子和 Michelle 的单子就有所重合了。
So I think it's worth trying.
所以请大家来试一试这个白板试验。
I think it helps us become accountable to Hebrews chapter 10:24 about good deeds and loving actions.
所以你要是能够做这个试验的话，你就能够实践希伯来书十章二十四节说的话。
Your children are accountable to you. You are accountable to your children.
这样你呢就可以跟彼此信实能够相互激励，和你的孩子在一起行善事。
Let's close with that. So I hope that you guys try that in your families and in your small group, the great whiteboard experiment.
所以希望你能够今天回家，能够在你的家庭里面也能够开始这样的试验。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Jesus, thank you that you are the word that we have hoped for.
耶稣基督，谢谢你成为我们的希望。
You are the Savior who has saved us.
你是我们的拯救。
From the earliest stories in Scripture.
从亘古到永远。
To the living reality that we're starting to see in this whiteboard experiment.
到一直到今天，现实就在这个白板的试验上。
Help us as we continue to be team players.
帮助我们继续成为一个团队的合作者。
The team that you are leading us on.
这个团队是你亲自带领的。
Thank you. In your name we pray.
谢谢你，耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。